Coast 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the Morning. Love when we get a chance to check in with that good news. Got some of it. We got some of it. Right before Memorial Day, an Army veteran in Jersey named Matt Weber donated 36 acres of land for a good cause. He's helping a new treatment center and retreat for homeless vets who are struggling with addiction and mental illness. Doing something about the homeless problem. Who would have thought, huh? Good for him. Maybe other people are listening. A high schooler in Louisiana wasn't able to walk at his graduation last month because he wore sneakers instead of dress shoes with his cap and gown. That seems a little extreme. So his teacher did something pretty cool. He loaned him his shoes. He went to the ceremony in just his socks, the teacher. You would think the gown would, I guess the gown doesn't cover all the way down that far. A private college in Ohio called Wilberforce University had its graduation on Saturday for its class 2021 and 2020. And they did something pretty phenomenal. Listen to the president.
Because you represent the best of your generation, we wish to give you a fresh start. So therefore, the Wilberforce University Board of Trustees has authorized me to forgive any debt.
Damn.
Your accounts have been cleared.
What?
And you don't owe Wilberforce anything.
That is so cool. Wouldn't you like Spectrum to call you and be like,
your accounts have been cleared.
And you go, hold on. That's amazing, Spectrum. Thank you. Hold on. I got to call in line. It's my student loans.
Your accounts have been cleared.
Oh, God. Stop it. Oh, my God. Hold on. I got PG&E on the line.
Your accounts have been cleared.
Oh, no. No. What is this, Netflix? Just got a voicemail for me? What's my Netflix?
Your accounts have been cleared.
Gosh, wouldn't that be the thing? Hold on. Hi, hello. Oh, this is Hulu?
Your accounts have been cleared.
Oh, hallelujah.
And you don't owe Wilberforce anything.
Oh, God, that'd be the day. God bless Wilberforce University. Unbelievable. Finally, two high school sweethearts. This is a sweet story. They broke up 20 years ago, recently got back together and got married. And the guy proposed with the same promise ring he gave her when they were 15. Now, I'm a romantic. That seems sweet. I wonder if she looked at it and was like, wait a minute, for real? Yeah, tell me something good, like you got a diamond in that other pocket, chump. I don't know. Sweet story, though. All right, it's Coast 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the Morning. Good day.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
For Up and Adam in the Morning. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you that this morning, you are slaying it.
On Up and Adam in the Morning.